of this, there wouldn't be any monetary. There's no other way. It had to be through avdus. Had to be through avdus. But chishir asakets means that, you see, people have bechira. But people have bechira in a given situation. There's always a situation in which the bechira acts. And God changes the situation so that the choices become specific choices. I mean, it doesn't change the person insofar as his netiya to tova ra. That God doesn't interfere with. That's up to him. But the decisions that he's going to make in terms of their effects, that's dependent on the conditions. So it means to say, it means that God set up a series of events that led to this moment. Because like Chazal say, that they were really shtufim in Avodah Zarah, and if it would have been a little longer, so they would have never been, it would have been too late. You can never be retrieved. So therefore, all the events, for instance, the Rav in Mitzrayim, all these things had to happen in order that moment they were at a certain level of Avodim, right precisely that moment, the Geula had to come. So it means that it's true that the Bechira is always there, but God had to bring into play different situations, a different field for the Bechira to operate on. He created the backdrop for the Bechira to take place in, within which the Bechira took place. And all those events had to be exactly that way, so that that moment when they were ripe to become an Ummah, and the Avdus had reached a certain specific level, had to reach a certain level, they had to go down a certain amount, and they couldn't go down any further, because if they went down a little further, they totally destroyed. If they didn't go down, they wouldn't be in Kabbalah Torah. So the Avdus was necessary. It had to be that level. So without interfering with human beings' Bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create situations where the Geulah would take place precisely at that moment. So that's Chishuv as a case.
Well,
it was they arrived at that state because naturally, but the timing had to be precise, because the timing had to be that they should arrive at a certain level of avdus at a certain time, which was the appropriate time for the Geula. That was if the avdus would have gone further beyond that, so then they would have been destroyed. So all the events had to take place exactly so that the individual, the human being's Bechira, should be ready, so it should be a natural flow into the from the Avdus to the Geula. It wouldn't have gone down to Mitzrayim, for instance. Let's say there was no Rav, so it wouldn't have gone down to Mitzrayim at that time. So then that would have happened, because in order to get into that level of Avdus required that they be in Egypt a certain amount of time. You see, first they were very famous and very powerful, you know, and then they lost that. That takes a number of years before they lose that. And lose that, then Paro exercises his political his political powers over them in terms of getting the nation to join in with the Avdus, fooling them, tricking them into the all these different things. Everything takes time. It all takes time. So the Geula to take place, it had to be at a specific time. So it had to be 400 years from the 430 years from the Brit Mila song. That's also an element. Couldn't be longer. Longer wouldn't be good. Had to be a certain distance between the Brit Mila song and between the Geula song. If it was longer, it wouldn't be good. It seems that the pasuk psukim seems to indicate that the etzem hayom hazeh vayihi v'arba meir shana shloshim shana arba meir shana vayihi be'etzem hayom hazeh yotzu kol tzir shana hazeh. It had to be, there had to be a certain relationship and time between the people's geula and between Avraham Avinu, the Brisbane of Psalm. Too long would not be good. Too far in the distance. It wouldn't be, the Brisbane of Psalm would lose its sense of reality for the people. So they would be different people. So it had to be, there had to be a certain time span. That was the exact time. Avishloshim, Shana Vavameh, Shana Betzamayom Azeh, Yotzu Kotzuas Hashem, Meheret Yisrael. It means it had to be that moment. That was the moment that it took place. Right. But here the Torah says that the time was a significant factor. So it had to be that time. So all these events had to be molded into that time, so that it happened exactly in that moment. That's what it seems from Sukkot. That's the Yadoa Teda. So you see that Arba Me'a Shana was part of the Avtacha. So Arba Me'a Shana is not just a number. Apparently that was the number that necessary. It couldn't be more than Arba Me'a Shana. More Arba Me'a Shana would be two, it'd be two separated from Avraham Avinu. Certain connection after Avraham Avinu. I see that was a Tefillas Moshe Rabbeinu, that a table of three legs doesn't stand, so that was that one leg. But every identification with Avram. Be too far away, a little longer in time, the break of identification with Avram Avinu. And Brisbane of Psalm, that would be disastrous in terms of them being cause of the Teshuva. Yeah. That was actually the most wonderful sign. But I mean, I can't go through every single example. I'm just saying in general. That's what I'm saying. Every certain amount of time. Okay. Let's go through. Matzasi b'tshuva. Let's see the Baal Amar. Matzasi b'tshuva l'Rabbeinu Hai Goyin Zal. L'inyin mishtiyo de bekos chami. Excuse me. Okay. We're on daf chaf vav on the beis in the daf erif in the Baal Amar. L'inyin mishtiyo. Matzasi b'tshuva l'Rabbeinu Hai Goyin. What about it? We just did that. No. Vom alav mashit ze okravir okravir no. Vim bolos shas bolo klom ina ma kol vos vira. Ve chayin ma tzol shas kasabe. Okay. So the so he's saying so he that's what we explained yesterday, that the Balamor holds that if it's a shita tchuya, it's not crazy. Shita tchuya is not crazy, and if you do like a ptarfen, even though it's paskin like the chachamim, but still it's not a crazy activity. And moreover, he says, and even if the person doesn't look up tafen, but he just wants to drink, you can't stop him. And moreover, even if he wants to drink many kosos, he can drink many kosos. He can be mishtaker. There's no takan against it. Okay. Umatzasi b'tshuva. So therefore, that's his critique on the riff. That the riff is saying there's a minig insofar as the Rav Yehuda, which is the kos hamishi. And the question was on the Baal Amar, how could he say there's no minig? And the Rif says the minig machlekes metzius. So we said that there was a nihug, but the thing is, if halachically it's not real, so what's the minig? There's no din minig. In other words, because really he says Reb Tarfon is a shita tchuya, so I can't have a minig and a shita tchuya. I don't care if the olam is nog that way; it can't have any validity. If Reb Tarfon, if there really is a kos hamishi, so then you're right. But if there's no kos hamishi, then there's no, whatever they do is just a niyug balma, but it's not a din minig. That's the balma's question. Okay. So now he goes on, he says like this. He says, Matzos Yerushul Reina Hai Gainzal, Linyan Mishtayo de Bekos Hamishi lo Mishkechen Begamara de Osu. On the Borichna Berchas Amazon, less than the Mecha Midam, Avo Mishtaya, Minhagohi, Yerushas Bonim Me'ovos. So what is saying? Shos Anachakos Chamishim. Vaday Michal Kamrinin Ein Maftirin Achamatzah Fikama. Definitely, with regard to eating, it says Ein Maftirin Achamatzah Fikama. V'chivon deborichno birchas hamazon leslon lemechal midam. We can't eat anything. Avo mishtayo min hogohi Yerushas bonim meyavos elu divrei agoyenzal. Elu divrei agoyenzal. So what does it mean? It's min hogohi. It sounds like that, doesn't it? It sounds like it's a minig not to drink. Elu divrei agoyenzal umidvar v'atolomed. Oh, let's see. The chain near an advarah, a minon actinin, she'ain lo lishtos, bein pesach le birchas amazon, velo bein matzah shebachrono le birchas amazon. A minon actinin, she'ain lo lishtos, bein pesach le birchas amazon. That means after yachil's a pesach, right? That's in the middle of the Suda. From there to Berchas HaMazon, v'lo bein matzah shebacharona leberchas HaMazon. Ein maftir nach ha-pesach ha-fikamon, yei shepir shetayim v'shal dover, kidei sheyehei ha-pesach nechal ala sova, kidei sheyomar olav ha-sahalel bekeres mole, v'yishami pirshu matam ha-pesach nechal ala sova, kidei shelo yovel de shvir sa-etzem. The chain ra'isi b'megillah stone la'beinu nisim. It means b'anis and grain. Which way? Where's he going here? Right. He means either z'man ha'mikdash Pesach or b'zman ha'zem matzah. But where does he get that? What's the reason for that? No. I know. He got megillah stone la'beinu nisim z'al. I think it should be v'hadas not. I think it should be before Vahadis not. Because I think there he's going into a totally different area now. He says, Umino, you can't eat either after Karban Pesach or after Matzah Afikama. He holds the kids. You want to have a drink of wine after the Afikama, you can't do it. Why? What's the Yisr? The Yisr is Bain 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 Gimel Adal La Yishta. That's what he's saying.
What?
That's what he's saying. Saying Ben Gimel Adal La Yishta will include. I mean, will is not is Lav Dafka. Is Lav Dafka. But even before. Yep. You shouldn't drink Adal La Yishta. So how does he extend it to before, after the Karban Pesach or after the Yechilas Matzah Bachrona? I mean, that's a difficult trick. Young Zeres, I don't care if you have a better reason than Chazal. Can't do it. It's takan, it's takan. So how does he extend it from after the Afikoma? After the Pesach, how do you do that? I mean, you can't do that. Now, look, you can't do that. That's like Amaratzis. It's like going with Tama Dovo. You know what I mean? Yeah. He holds like this. Apparently the Balamor holds that the in other words, that the way the Chazal are misaking the Sidur, the way they misada the Kos al HaSeder, see Kos al HaSeder. So it's not just that they said they said first of the four Kosos, and then they're misaking them al HaSeder. So al HaSeder really doesn't just mean Benogeya Tishsia. See. Al HaSeder doesn't just mean Benegeya Tishsia. It means What it means is that the kosos are really a component of the asiyas haseder. Do you know what I mean? In other words, in other words, like this. When let's say, for instance, a person, in other words, let's say, let me give you something. Yeah, let's say, for instance, Mosgin Kos Sheni, the kind of Ben Shoel. What does it mean, Mosgin Kos Sheni, the kind of Ben Shoel? It doesn't mean you're doing the Ziga because you want to drink it later. It means now is the Zman of Meziga. In other words, Meziga Sakos is a halachic entity in the Seder. In other words, after you finish with the Karpas, now you're in the range of Kos Sheni. Kos Sheni is not simply Shia Sakos, but Kos Sheni is a phenomenon. It's an entity. It's a kos sheni. So when does the kos begin really? There's a zman meziga. There's a kiyum in meziga sakos. When you mosaic the kos, that's not just done as an introductory activity because you have to drink it. So therefore you have to do meziga. But really, there's a kiyum in meziga. So why is there a kiyum in meziga? Because it's Awaseda. So therefore the meziga itself has a halachic value. So that means that in the Seder there's a Zman meziga. Zman shtia, but there's a Zman meziga too. So the kos has a Zman, a range. From the time that it's created through meziga. But when it's created, that's an entity. It's more than just, you don't just fill up the kos in order to drink it. But the kos's existence is all a halachic entity. So the kos has to mosgin kos sheni v'kana ben shoel. That means now the kos sheni comes into existence. So there's a zman when the kos comes in and appears as an entity. Yes, shia is something that's done to the kos. But the existence of the kos is a halachic phenomenon. And from what period of time it exists, when it enters, from the time it enters until the time it leaves, that's a component of that's a part of the zman of the Seder. You see, meziga sakos is a halachic entity. What? Kos into existence, bringing the kos into existence is part of the halachic, is part of the halacha of the Seder. That's not just drinking it, but bringing it into existence is also a component. Meziga sakos. There is a zman when the chacham, when masakin al seder, there's a zman when this meziga has a halachic value. In other words, if you do them, let's say for instance you do meziga sakos. Let's say for instance I'm in the middle of my suda, and I fill up the kosos for berachas hamazon. It's wrong, because really, the meziga sakos for berachas hamazon has to take place at a certain time. When is the time for the meziga sakos of the kosher shlishi? When is the time? After achila, after shulchan aruch, after achila is completed, then the meziga sakos for kosher shlishi takes place. If you'd be mosaic kos when you're in the middle of the suda, you'd be lacking in the dalakos alaseda. Dalakos alaseda means meziga sakos and shia sakos. And both are alaseda, means there's a time when this meziga has relevance. A time when the meziga has no relevance. So a person will prepare all four kosas in advance, will be lacking in alaseda. Because the meziga sakos has no relevance. It'd be lacking in a kiyum, in an aspect of the kos. So the kos is really a phenomenon. It's not just the maaser shia. So therefore, when the Mishnah says that Ben Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yishta, So if it was a halacha, if it was an iser shia, you see, an iser shia per se, like nirakamos volakosos or something like that, so then it would be after the shlishi such an iser would begin. So an iser of nirakamos volakosos, I say after shlishi it begins. But since that's not the kind of iser it is, it's not an iser maiser shia, but the iser is because of shikrus. So therefore, Ben Shlishi L'Ravi means from the moment the halacha gives relevance to it, the moment Shlishi appears as a halachic phenomenon, from that moment on, he can't drink. So when does Shlishi appear? Shlishi appears when Meziga has halachic value. When does Meziga Sakos have halachic value? After he's finished with his achila. So, what? After I've come. If they've gone, because before I've come, he did these shows to the Paris Suda, Paris Shia Shalano. So that's what it means. It means Ben Shlishi Lervi Lo Yishta doesn't mean from the time that he drinks the Shlishi. It means from the time that Shlishi appears on the scene has relevance. And when does Shlishi appear in the Seder Advarim? Right after Afikamo. So therefore, the moment you have Shlishi, he's saying, the moment Kosh Shlishi exists, halachically, is recognized, and whether it's through Meziga or through Shia, it doesn't matter. But if it's recognized as a halachic entity at this moment, so now the Issa Shikras takes place, because it doesn't make any sense to say the Issa Shikras should take place when Yeshosa the Kos. What was the word when Yeshosa goes? It's that Zman, they don't want the person to be engaged in... And Shia, because he'll become a shikr and he'll lose the howl. So Ben Shlishi Lervi means from the moment there's a Chalish Shem Shlishi. When is that? That's after the Chalish Shem Shlishi takes place after Shulchan Aruch. Then the Meziga has, then it's Meziga as Kosh Shlishi. So then you have a phenomenon of Kosh Shlishi. So the moment Kosh Shlishi comes into existence, you see, that's when the Issa comes into existence of Shia. That's what he said. He recognizes the Kos, Meziga's Paragos. What is that? How does his Lashon go after that? As Meziga's Kos Rishon?
There's
a Limzo Kos Chamishi. So Limzo Kos, Limzo, but he holds, I don't know why I left that in Kos Shlishi's question, but you see he definitely holds from the idea that Meziga's Kos is a phenomenon. Because otherwise, it's yesh lo likach kos, yesh lo likach kos shlishi vechamishi v'yesh lo malav ha'ol. Mezigas ha'kos is the kos comes into existence now. Now it's a kos. That's the masakin al haseder. So the tikkun al haseder means that this zman is a zman when we recognize, and mezigas ha'kos is a kiyum, is a part of the kos. The moment you have a shem kos shlishi, then it's there's an issur shia, because it doesn't make sense to say if they drank. Why if they drank? Doesn't make any sense. What do I care if they drank? I mean, before Kachikar Zacham before, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So it means that he shouldn't lose halal. He shouldn't lose halal. Yes. That really is where that minig came from. The minig is that people pour for somebody else. Right?
So
yeah, I know, but I'm just telling you. If you're going to say that, if you're going to say that, then the Meziga Sakos is nothing. So it's nonsensical. It's nothing. What do I get? All you need is a Maisa Kaif Balma. But if you say that Meziga Sakos is a part of the entity of the Shem Kos, whether it's whichever Kos it is. So then Meziga, so that means if somebody else pours it for you, so it's Meziga Deracheris. So Meziga Deracheris is a kim. But you see, even Meziga is a kos command. That shows you that minig supports the idea that Meziga is a kim. And Meziga is not just a means in order to have Shia. It's not just a means for Shia. It's an entity in its own right. And Lashon Ram's Machin, I don't know why Lashon Ram's Machin, but he is as a Mosgin, a kind of limzo. But then you're still going to have the problem. It's a good kasha. Saying, why? The Shami says that the reason is, he's shikr already because he's been drinking all night. He says, no, because He's been drinking all night, was besoch hamazon. Besoch hamazon, you don't get checked. But, so that would mean after you have to come and you can't drink.
Right.
That's true. You're right. But you have to fit it into the halacha. You still have to fit it into the halachic structure. Bein shlishi l'revi lo yishta. It should have said, lach afikam lo yishta. You see? Okay. Now he says like this. Now he goes on. V'hodis nani maftinach ha-pesach. He says that which we said, maftinach ha-pesach. Yeshe pirshu taima shel dover. Some people thought the reason, they want to explain the reason is, kidei shiyeh ha-pesach nechal al-asova. Ukidei sheyomar olo v'sahalel bekeres malaya. What does that have to do with, I don't understand it. I just understand plain shot. What's the shot? It says, so what's going to happen if you eat afterwards? So what's it got to do with nechal asova? What? You're a smart guy. You know you're not going to be, this is going to be the last thing you eat. So you need something first. So therefore it'll come out, it'll be nechal asova. That's what he's saying. That's what someone wants to say, right? Kidei sheyeh pesach nechal alasova. Ukidei sheyomar olav asahalel bekeres malaya. So what's the second reason? Second reason, doesn't matter what he eats. If he eats later, what do I care? I'll still be saying halal keres malaya. Right? So, I mean, what's the second reason? Kidei sheyomar olav asahalel bekeres malaya. So apparently he holds Yoma Olav Asahalel. That's an interesting idea. He's saying that if it's the last thing that you ate, then you could say the Halel is Mitzuruf to the Achilas HaPesach. But if you ate it an hour ago and you did a lot of eating afterwards, so then you can't say that's not called the Halel. The Achilas HaPesach is Machayev and Halel, but there has to be a Tziruf between Achilas HaPesach and Halel. So where's the Tziruf? You eat the Pesach and you say Halel. But if you can eat the Pesach and then you're going to have four courses afterwards, you can't. There's going to be a hefsek between the Amiras HaHalal and between the Achilas HaPesach. So you want to have the Achilas HaPesach. So the HaHalal has to be Ala Pesach. How could it be Ala Achilas HaPesach? So it must be the last Achila. Now you want to have also what? That it should be Nechal Ala Sova. So the only way you could do it is to say that it can't be Maftir if the Pesach, if you come on. It's very good. That means that you want to have it should be ala sova. Why should it be ala sova? Because apparently two reasons. One is an achilas a pesach. Pesach has been nechal ala sova. But another reason is because the halel, the state that the person should be in b'shas halel is keres malaya. That's why he brings down va'od. Apparently there's two halachas. What? How do you say that? Allah apparently is saying is, that's a good point you mentioned. One Allah apparently is saying is just Nechal Ala Sova. So the mere fact that you. What?
Just
so happens. So yeah. But the second Allah he's telling you is that there's two things. It should be, the Halal should be Ala Pesach, and the Gavr should be in a certain state of Keres Malaya. Because then he's really Meshabeach. Then he's really Meshabeach. An interesting thing. So how is this here? Has to be Keres Malaya. It's an amazing thing, huh? It's an amazing thing. Then you won't be able to say the halal on the Pesach. So you mean, I know it's bothering. It's bothering you is that what do you have to have two reasons for?
Well, one is the Keres Malaya.
Right. Also be Keres Malaya. But if he eats afterwards, then he's not going to be able to be Goma all over the halal. Then he won't be able to say the halal on the Pesach, on the Achilas Pesach. What's bothering him is that you don't need to go on. No, you have to have two reasons for. Why don't you just say the first reason? The first reason is that you have to have Pesach ala sova, and therefore the guy will. Therefore the guy, in order, why you have to have Pesach ala sova, right? And basically, that's all you need, really, right? So if you ain't maftir nach a pesach afikamon, you understand, it would take care of that. All you need really is one thing. Just tell the guy he can't eat after carbon pesach. Right? And therefore it'll be nechal ala sova. And therefore you'll have halal ala pesach. right?
No,
so what he is, all you're doing is, I mean, there's no, all he had to say was one thing. That's his question. What is it? But he says, really, he says three things. He says three things, you see? But I think the reason why he's saying three things is not because he's telling you that that's why you're doing it, but he's telling you that there are three kiyumim that result from the thing. In other words, from this one halacha, you have three kiyumim.
What are they? Practically
speaking,
the cover. What?
No, and three is that halal has to be nema bekeres molek. You have to say halal. But then they did it on the Pesach, because in other words, if you're going to do it, so it should be related to the mitzvah salayla, because the kedusha salayla is the mitzvah salayla. So therefore, it will be tofes the mitzvah, the greatest mitzvah salayla. So you say it right now. You say it on the Pesach. That makes sense too over here, according to this chair also, because Reb Chaim held that the bezman is also yichayev in howl. Of course, kolel is kaddish chag. But where you have the carbon Pesach, the Leilas Kaddish Chag is a Kedush Salayla. What's a Kedush Salayla consist of? Mitzvahs. And the essential mitzvah is carbon Pesach. So therefore, you say the Hallel on the carbon. How is it related to carbon Pesach? How do you relate the Hallel carbon Pesach? It's the last thing you ate. But he's saying there's three kiyum involved. One kiyum is that it's Hallel, that it's Pesach Alasova. Second kiyum is that what? That it's Ha-Mitzarf Hallel Pesach. And the third thing is that the Gavra is in a state of Keres Molek. In a state of Keres Molek, that's the proper state.
That's not Nechal
HaSova? No. Nechal HaSova is a loch in the Achilles of Pesach. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to eat the Achilles of Pesach hungry. It's not supposed to be a type of eating where the hunger is involved. Interesting thing. Just a very aloch. It's an amazing aloch. It's an amazing aloch. You see the aloch like dishes are different. You know, matzah, on the contrary, it should be nechol teyava.
Right.
You see? But achilas pesach not, because apparently the Torah perceives that when a person is hungry, it's a different kind of achila. Because the pain, he's suffering from it, he's in a state of pain. You see, there's a state of pain. There's always this tug of war between the pain and the pleasure. So when he says, you enjoy food. You see, you only enjoy food as long as you're hungry. Why? But the hunger is a pain. So the thing is, Plato made that observation. So the thing is, the halacha came along. Halacha said he cannot be in a state of pain. That would be wrong. If the pain is too great, it's overpowering, then the character of the achila is not good. It's not derech kavod. That's right. It's not derech kavod. It's a difference. So the Torah had to reduce the pain. So how he reduces the pain, he satiates a little bit. Get rid of some of the type. Amazing, it's unbelievable. What? Matzah is different. Matzah is a maisa achilas matzah, but in the Pesach it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum in the cheftza shel Pesach. It's a different kind of achila. I mean, it's a good question. I'm not giving it a good answer, but I'm just telling
you.
Yeah, kiyum in the Pesach. There's a kiyum that the Pesach is nechal. So you want to show that type of food you eat. Kiyum achila. So therefore, if you're in a state of hunger, that's not the same kind of experience. It's an amazing thing. I love to eat a motzi and al achilas matzah, right? An al achilas matzah and a tov b'charosos, and then they ate the karm chagig and then they ate the Pesach. A matzah and
mechul. So then,
al achilas matzah and mechul. And Ram doesn't seem to say that. Ram seems to say 11 grams like this, like nothing probably, huh? Yeah. When you're hungry, the pain overpowers the. Then it's just the desire for food. Can't be a desire for food. It has to be. You have to savor the achila. Yeah. Okay. So it's three kiyum. That's what I think he's saying.
Coffee.
Oh, can't turn that down. And a kiyum in the howls ala pesach, and also a kiyum in the gavras keres molek. Sounds great.
Where did he get that?
He says Yesh Mishomer. He's quoting somebody, right? And he says, Ubi Yerushalmi Yesha Pirshu, he quotes them, and then he says Ubi Yerushalmi Pirshu Ma Tam HaPesach Nechal HaLasova Kidei Shelo Yovo L'dei Shviras HaEtzem. So he says, and now he says, this just seems to be a side point. I don't know why he brings this in. What's the reason that Pesach is Nechal HaSova? Who cares? It's Halacha. What's the difference? He says, Kidei Shelo Yovo L'dei Shviras HaEtzem. It's an interesting thing. V'chein Risim Megillah Storm L'Abeinu Nisim Zal. An interesting thing. Where do you see the Ron says they're covered, right? Real machlokes. He's saying no. He's saying a different thing altogether. He's saying it's not a kiyum.
That right.
That's right.
Simply
they're afraid
of Shvira Setzer.
So that's only drabanan. So it's a drabanan that comes out, right? Whether it's nechal
asovo.
It seems that, I mean, this Megillah Storm of the Ben Nisim would seem to be saying that Nechol HaSovah is not a lochan at all. On the contrary, the more hungry you are, the better. That's what they hold, apparently. That the more hungry you are, just like by Chilas Matzal Te'ovan is a bigger king, so you should eat the Shidul Te'ovan. Seems to be Machlekes, a culinary Machlekes here.
What?
It's coming even though you're hungry. HaSovah. All right. But let's see. Okay. So, but anyways, but hold on, we're not up to that. But because it's Xera, because of Shvira Satsum. Xera because of Shvira Satsum. Because in Yerushalmi it says Nechal HaLasova, it's because of Shvira Satsum. So that would mean it's only Xera. If it's only there because of Xera, so that means intrinsically it could have been first. So how could you say there's a loch of Namalov Zahalo if it could have been first? Midaraisa. But if it says Xera, so then it's a funny thing. Because how could it be Xera? What happened to Amir Sahalo? That Amir Sahalo is the Raisa, so it should be there because of a different reason. Yeah, could be. But anyways. He doesn't do what?
Does he actually have that
reason? Acha Pesach Afikomon. Tabigmar Delon Amrinin Lo Miboy Acha Matzah. The kivon de lo nafish taima mefakeach lo el acha pesach salke daita chamina kivon de nafish taime ema lo mefakeach le kemash malon alma mishum pikuche taima pakhi taima hu v'yesh lisho malor okay. Pakri, I guess it means it kills the taste. Paka pei chof ches. I guess it means it loses. Acha matzah. I understand. You know what he says? Right. Almo fikuche taimo. So it comes out, he means that Gemara is in direct opposition to his whole theory. Why? Because he's just giving the whole theory that there's three wonderful things that take place. It's Nechal HaLasovan and Mirasahal and Karas Mole. Right? Yeah, but the Gemara says that it's more appropriate for matzah than for Pesach. Right? That's the end of the upshot. Quite the upshot is essential in Pesach. If anything, you have to carry it off with the matzah. But the Gemara says, by matzah, I definitely would say it. Because it doesn't have much time. But by Pesach, there I would say you don't need it. So that's the end of that. Okay. Pesach. Right. So that's against this whole pshat. That's the end of that. It was a nice pshat, dash and beautiful, but that's it. Kitam dover ze, kitam shomu bishtias yayin shebein kos gimel adalid. Shelo yafsi kriyas ahal. Same kind of thing, he says. What do you mean? They ate inside the wall of the old city. That was very tight. Okay. Baziso, Pischo, Vahalelo, and Paki Beigra. Upirshua. The Achli Aara, Va'amri Hosom, Niralonu Mizeh, Mitneki Mitne Docha Kamakom, Hayutzrichim Lozuz Mimkomon, achar achiloson miyad v'olam l'rosh gagosehem lomar sahalel. Oh, b'chol paki b'igra. Okay. L'fichoch, so they went up on the roofs to say hallel. L'fichoch choshulem chachomim shelo yishkechu milomar sahalel. L'kach osru l'haftar afikomon shelo l'fakeach tama pesach. Then higu hadavar af lach archor nabayis b'matzah zechel amigdash. Ein maftinach hamatzah afikomon. Oh boy. So what is the reason? That's totally different. Say hallel. Eating the carbon pesach right away. As long as, he doesn't like these, he doesn't know from that idea that you have to have the tziruf between the hallel because you just ate the pesach. He doesn't buy that. You ate the pesach, you say hallel, there's always a tziruf. There's no halacha that you have to, that has to be the last thing you eat close to the hallel. So he says, so really, it could be in the first. But the only problem is that what? That they would forget, there's a fear that they'd forget the hallel. Right? So what reminded them of the hallel? The taste. Taste. What are you going to say about that? Hello. Aval matzah is mutter. So the Gemara says, Loma boy, comma. No, it's not a Loma boy. It's just the opposite. Pesachu is dafka, because that was bisman. That's the whole reason for it. But by matzah, it doesn't make any sense, because matzah is not even matzah of neminachomo. That's matzah's bisman azayah, plenty of room in your house. So the Gemara, how is he going to learn the Gemara? Gemara's not going to make any sense. Yeah, where's the Gemara? I mean, the same Gemara that he's quoting is not going to work out according to him. What? Or no? No, I can say on the contrary. No, by Pesach, that's the whole reason. But by matzah, who said they made another zero like that? Right? Conclude from this that matzah really was defined as a chefzah shel carbon pesach. Correct? So then the Gemara makes sense. Because since the moment the Mikdash was lost, so matzah became pesach. So now the Gemara is saying, so all the halachas that apply to carbon pesach now are reconstituted in matzah. So if that's the case, so the Gemara makes sense. That any maftir nacham matzah become on, because they have Pesach, who the low. Why? Because it's not fish time. But matzah who, how's it going? A pasha. Matzah's pasha. So in other words, so you must say that the matzah really is a total reincarnation of the Pesach. I mean, otherwise it doesn't make any sense, right? Right? Okay. But take a look at what he says a little further. So yeah, I think we're going in the right direction, but then he takes it to this. There he is. He says, Avalhodisnan Yashnu Mitsasan. See, that's why he gets rid of Avalhodisnan Yashnu Mitsasan Yochlu Ahi Vaday Dafka Bepesach. Shaloye a Pesach Nechal Bishne Mekomos. The Ainlon who came to Matzah. Barabbah Shmuel Kosov Shuadin La Matzah Shi Yezechel Amigdosh. Very rhyming. Oh, so you see, but that's why he's going into that point. Right. Because now he's saying if the matzah is a reincarnation of the Pesach, but he himself says no. He's distinguishing. He says when it comes to Tam, but when it comes to Shtechaburus, Yashnu, nope. So what is it? Is it Pesach or is it not Pesach? The Balmar is a strange idea. It's all over the world. I mean, it's not shaykh to settle for the menachoma. I mean, you can't settle for the menachoma. That's impossible. Why? Is avachila are gone. I mean, that's true. I mean, certain conditions avachila are gone. Certain. I mean, you have to say, just see what's going. Because for the moment he says, first he says the what?
The moment that he's quiet.
He's another sheet that holds like the rush, that the Afrikaman is Pesach, that the Matzah is Pesach, but a restricted kind of Pesach. It's like this. What, in terms of what?
question of
what does he mean, v'nhigo adova? Which dova? V'nhigo adova v'af l'achar chorb nabayis b'matza. Zeichel l'migdash.
That it should be eaten b'achrona.
You eat a kazayis matza b'achrona. V'nhigo adova that the achilas of Pesach, he means. V'nhigo adova that you should eat a kazayis matza b'achrona. After the chorban bayis. And then it's going to be toface. Once you do that, now it's going to be toface. Allah havei maftinach ha-pasach ha-afikamach. Why is it? He said, apparently it was totally zebazeh. That the moment you see, the moment that you have matzah, which is b'makam pasach, you're going to have the same Allah havei maftir nosa. Havei maftir nosa. Pasach. In other words, like this. You see, no. Yeah, you can't say that he holds that matzah is Pesach. Because if matzah is Pesach, then you're going to get stuck. If matzah is Pesach, that's right. Then you're going to get stuck with Yashna. Then you get stuck with Yashna. But what he holds is, so you must say it's a Nihug. It's a Nihug of Zeichel HaMikdash. Right? So you must say it's a niyug of zeichel amigdash. The niyug is that you should the zeichel amigdash that they had a carbon pesach. So you need a zeichel. So therefore, there were no egg that you should have the achilas matzah. You should have achilas matzah. At the end.
Could
be maftirin. You couldn't have a niyug because. In other words, in order you can't have this kezias representing the carbon pesach if you could be mafter afterwards. Because then where is it? You know what I mean? In other words, that's what the Ananias is lashing. He says minhigu adover. What does it mean adover? Adover has to mean the achilas afikoman, right? But on the surface, the lashing doesn't match like that. Then he got dovraf lachachob na bias b'matzah zeichel amigdash. You know, it sounds like the ain maftirin. You know what I mean? What is it? It sounds like the ain maftirin, right? And yet it doesn't make sense to say. Because maybe they were just manig achilas matzah. Who says they were manig also not to eat after the matzah afikoman? You understand what I mean? In other words, the Gemara is saying that Pesach udalo avol matzah, but the Gemara says on the Mishnah aim after nacha Pesach afikoman Pesach udalo. But matzah, no problem, right?
That's obvious.
So the Gemara says no. Kal v'chomer from on the contrary,
it doesn't have to say matzah,
because matzah for sure, because it doesn't have much of a tam, right? So now, if you're going to say that what were they manhig? They were manig this very halacha of a maftir. So what is the Gemara? Yeah, what's the Gemara saying?
We don't care about the time.
You can only say that if matzah and pesach are already equal, then you could say you can compare them. But if you have to be manig by matzah, so now the Mishnah is on the contrary. Pesach would love it, but they weren't manig by matzah, such a thing. You know what I mean? You understand? This one has more time. More time maybe is not the car. But if matzah is not on the same plane with Pesach yet, and you have to make a niyug with regard to this, the whole thing doesn't make any sense in Gemara. What's Gemara saying? That Pesach not, but matzah yes, right? No, kal v'chomer. Where's the kal v'chomer? We have to. Who says they were manig this thing by matzah? I mean, it's not a kal v'chomer. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I think what he means is like this. On the other hand, so you must say when they were manhig, it means the achilas hamatzah, the makom ha-pesach. But his lashon is not mashma, his lashon is mashma on the afikoma. But I think what he's saying is like this. And then he says it's not the same with regard to sleeping. I mean, I think what he's saying is one thing. He's saying this. He's saying that the Ein Maftirin Achamatzah, just one second. The Gemara is saying that if you say Pesach, Kavachoma Matzah, what's the Kavachoma? Maybe they weren't knowing this way by Matzah. What's the Kavachoma? If you say Matzah equals Pesach, so then I can make a Kavachoma. This is a weak taste or a stronger taste. So if by the stronger taste, Kavachoma is weak. But if by Matzah, there's no halacha like that by Matzah, essentially. It's really Zechel HaMikdash. So maybe they only were Mesakin Zechel HaMikdash. They eat the Kizayas Matzah Bacharana. But those they weren't Mesakin, that ain't Maftirin. So the Mishnah is saying, you don't have a Kavachoma. It's a strange thing. All right.
Oh, that.
Yeah, so the thing is, like I said, I think we were making one mistake about Lamar. A simple mechanical error. And that is that it's impossible basically to say in the Balamar that it's impossible to say in the Balamar. You see, the Balamar is saying that matzah was introduced later, right? Because of Zechel LeMikdash, right? Yeah. So we got caught here. Because the question goes, he quotes the Gemara. Gemara says that if matzah in maftirin acha pesach afikam, kavachom acha matzah afikam. So what's the kavachom if matzah was introduced later? There's no kavachom, right? The whole thing doesn't make any sense because, in other words, if you're going to tell me that matzah was introduced in the zechel afikam, so where's the kavachom? You follow? Okay. But I think what the Balamor means, we made a mistake in the pshat in the Balamor. What the Balamor means is like this. That bisman habayis, so sometimes a person when he got finished eating, he finished off with matzah. Sometimes he finished off with Korban Pesach, and they made the gzera. Then the original gzera was that he shouldn't forget howl. So therefore, what did they do? So they made a gzera that he shouldn't be maftir afterwards. So he should have the tamadava anything. So he should have the tamadava of the fifth. So the Mishnah says in Maftirin Acha Pesach Afikam speaking Bezman Abayas, and that's what the Gemara says. Matzah, the Gemara says Korban Pesach. Well, what about matzah? Because the guy could either finish off a suda either with matzah or with Pesach. So the Mishnah speaking Bezman Abayas. That's what the Balamor is learning. Yeah, because the Balamor argues with the previous pshat that says that Allah Sofa means that Asmi Mitzarev. The halal to the chilas of carbon. You know from that far. So, what? In other words, a guy could either finish his mana bias, either the last thing he ate was Pesach or the last thing he ate was matzah. So that's what the Gemara says. The takana was that he ain't maftirin achar. Right. So you're gonna have to say that. In other words, according to the Balamor. That either he ends a suda with a kezias matzah or he ends a suda with a kezias of Pesach. That it's either or. So now the Gemara is asking that acha Pesach with the law. That if the Pesach, he can't be maftir. But if the matzah, if he ends a suda with matzah. So then he could. So the Gemara says, no, kal v'chomer. That if the Pesach not, so kal v'chomer if the matzah. I mean, that's where you have to learn the Balamor. You can't see any other way. The Rambam Balamor learns that you can end the suda either with Pesach or with matzah. So that's the Gemara's kash, because you can't say he's talking about matzah bezman hazeh, because matzah bezman hazeh, I mean, what's the Gemara's question? Is it takana? That's precisely
about the
time. Yeah, it's nothing. It's a takana because of the Zecheli Pesach. So you can't answer that. You can't say because matzah has a weak time. It has nothing to do with weak time, strong time. Because the whole reason that they did it with Bezman Abayis was because they shouldn't forget howl. And Bezman said there's no time anymore for that. So it has nothing to do. The whole sugya doesn't make any sense. Because then he go dovaf lachar korban abayis. The matzah zechel lemigdash ain maftir nacha matzah afikamon. Okay. He says, "Avu hodas nan yoshnu mitzosin yochal avu vaday dafke bePesach shleih Pesach nacha b'shnei mekamos." Vein lano kam b'matzah. Rav Shmuel Kosav Shua Din Lamatza She Yehei Zeichel Amigdash Vev Raim Dev Abayad Av Yosef Kamed Rabba The Chazi Dav Kamenam Name Biyadua She Rabba Vabaya Lach Ochor Vna Bayas Have Rav Ani Omer He says Maisa Dav Abayad Rabba V'Rabba B'Shoyim Osa Shana Hoyo V'lo B'Pesach V'Lefrush D'mas Nisan Akhtin Olay La'yuvil L'meim Radika Hefrish Bein Minam U'Bein Minumi Da'alma Misnamnim who nimble on him. Okay. Bain me name, ubain me ubain uminumi de alma. Misnamnim. A misnamnim who nimble on him. Okay. In other words, the Gemara is trying, he holds it that it has to, that's al machlok shenim, what that has to do if you sleep in the middle of regular sleep, whether it's considered half sick or not. So most learn the other way. Like Rabbi Shmuel, that the only problem is with Leo Pesach. But all year round is not hefsek, even in the middle of Suda. He's learning goes on all year round. So that's what the Baal Mola. Okay. Vein l'may shel abayash shum srach b'dvar matzah. El l'mash yis kerula l'fiyush mishnaseinu. V'chein o rif lo chashis l'kosva v'ein o namash gichem. Here he likes the rif. V'ein o namash gichem b'achilas matzah b'mesnamnim v'lo b'nirdam. And so far as achilas matzah is concerned, there's no issa to continue to eat. It's not a lach like matzah like korban pesach. That's a mafsik. It's just a question of birchas hamazon. Al kol mashe kosav arif b'man deboy levruche betray tlas bati hechavet einonu kemoikain mashgichen me'achas sheperash netam me'maftin acha pesach lach matzah afikom eshle ishkach melo masahal achas gam masahal ma'al lono olav b'chol mashe yase. Okay. V'im ochal matzah v'chozer v'chokol ha'layla ma'averi hi b'yado. Anu ein lanu elo kun achol matzah u'bal tochol chometz. Avo bal tochol matzah minayin lanu. V'ein anu ro'en shorosh v'onaf l'chol eila advarim. Hey, Riff is on the next stuff. Says, l'hochi... Lochin no agal makalishna kama. The boss of Dochlin called Migdani of Mini Peri. Achlin besof Kezias Matzah. The minter of a low time in the boss of Hochin Klum. Bami Kasa Bechas Mazan and Kasa Dalela. Amanda Tzochi. Less lay reshusa la Mishti ala Maya. Aval Chamra lo. Can't even drink wine. Yep. What's interesting is, in Baalmar is like this, that the Zecha la Migdash is what? Is the matzah, which was the zecha originally, the midrash was achar pesach, right? And maftir achar pesach, and why? Because they were afraid of the halal. So afraid of the halal. So that really had nothing to do with the cheftza shel pesach. It had to do with the situation in Eretz Yerushalayim, right? Because they had the pesach inside the chalma, and then they had to go up on the roof, so they were afraid. So it had to do with the situation, really. So that was a separate zero cost of situation. So the question is, you bring back Zechel and Migdash, you bring back a Kezias Matzah, right? So why do you have to bring back something that had nothing to do with, essentially, with Korban Pesach? It had to do with the fact that they may forget how. So if you bring back the Korban Pesach in the form of Matzah, so what are you bringing that back for? Doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? That's just a situation, because you know what I mean. It has nothing to do with the essence of the Korban Pesach, right? That's what I say. He didn't hold that Zechel Hamikdash means that this is a reincarnation of the Korban Pesach. That you can't do. That you can't do. So what did they? So what did they do? So what? So apparently the Zechel HaMikdash, is, according to the Baal Mor, Zechel HaMikdash is not Allah in the Cheftza. The Cheftza is really Cheftza Shal Korban Pesach. But it's Allah, Zechel HaMikdash means the way we used to eat when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. It means the Derech Achila. It's an interesting thing, according to Baal Mor. It's like, Zechel Mikdash is simply to bring is purely a key. is purely a keen in the gavra. You know what I mean? The zeichel amidosh is it's a keen in the that the gavra should remember the way it was. As man should basically to share a kind. This is the way they used to eat. So therefore, just like then, they wouldn't after the achila, they didn't eat anything until after Ha'ol. So the same thing b'zman hazeh. So according to the Balmor, that's what the Balmor is against, the idea that you can't eat until chaburas, because that would require, that would demand that the cheftza has some kind of a. According to the Balmor, there's no cheftza really. I'd say there's no cheftza at all. It's not even a cheftza as a zecher. And remember last year we gave a shiur, we said that it's a cheftza as of a zecher. But according to Balmor, it's not even a cheftza of a zecher. I mean, we showed that even according to the Rosh, it's not a cheftza shel korban mirabbanan. It's not the kizayas matzah is not pesach mirabbanan. That we showed, because the halacha is, even if he didn't eat this one, he ate the last one, he's yotze with all those halachas over there. But according to the Balamor, there is no cheftza. It means a nihug. Zechel amigdosh is a nihug shehoya bizman shebeis amigdosh ha'ekayim. It's purely Allah and the Gavra. The whole concept of zechel amigdosh, according to the Balamor, is simply a nihug that reminds the individual of the nihug bizman ha'bayis. It's a nihug shel zman ha'bayis. That's all it is. That's the Allah of zechel amigdosh. There's no cheftza. An interesting Balamor. So that's what a Balamor is. It would be absurd to say that you can't say Einan Nechal Bishnayim Ashlosha Makomos. That's not, I mean, that's a negative thing. That's not a positive Nihug. The thing is to make a positive Nihug, Zechel Mikdash. So, you know, it's not a carbon Pesach, so what do I care if it's Nechal Bishnayim Makomos? As long as that, it's a, you only take a positive Nihug and you instate that positive niyug, so you should remember the way the niyug was with Mashe Beis Midrash HaKayim. So how was it with Mashe Beis Midrash HaKayim? So after Hallel, everybody ate. So there's no difference. That's what the Baal Amor is saying. It's an interesting thing. So really you have three possibilities by the logical possibilities, by the institution of Afikoman. It's a Cheftzer Shel Korban Pesach Midrabanan. That we showed not from even the Rush. Or it's a cheftza shel zecha l'migdash. But it's tofes a cheftza. That's according to, I don't think the Balamo would agree with that whole system of the Beis Yosef. If the guy ate it in the end and later it turned out it was the last kezias, I mean, I'm not in the area right now, but as Bar Dan Shachon Aruch, that's also good. Because according to the Balamo, it has to be a nihud. A positive niyug. It's not a loch in the cheftza. It's a positive, not a cheftza shel zecher. It's a loch in the niyug agavra. Niyug agavra should be just like it was. Remember when the Beis Hamikdash said we're niyug like this. So it's a pure loch in niyug. It would seem that that's a universal for the Baal Amor. It's an interesting. As a matter of fact, that's why he holds that this gzera survived. Why? This gzera has nothing to do with Pesach. It was because they're afraid he wouldn't say how. And because of the situation, because of the chomos. So you see, but it became a common thing already that you don't have to the Korban Pesach. You know? So the nature of the Korban Pesach became like a dessert already. So that became a unique thing about it. So therefore, in order to have Zechel HaMikdash, they had to transfer that characteristic too. So apparently it's just a nil. It would seem that according to the Baal Amor, that Zechel HaMikdash, you have a matter to create such a thing like that. That it's a.
What would you say about
that? I mean, the Baal Amor Zechel HaMikdash demands some kind of an explanation, because on the one hand he says that it's, you wouldn't say it's not Nechal B'Shtei Chaburos, right? Because you wouldn't say it's not Nechal B'Shtei Chaburos, because that's Allah right in the Chafta. But this is the only reason they did it was to institute a Nihuk, so it remind you of how they ate Bismana Bias. So it's even tofes a takana, because that became part of the nature of the achila. So then it seems to be just a nihug. A nihug that happens mana bias, any nihug. On the other hand, though, yeah, I understand. But on the other hand, you see, he deals with it when it comes to the Baruch of Sfiras Alma and Shechiyanu. He deals with it in true halachic manner. Because he says it's only Zecher Balma, that's why I don't say Shecher Yano. But on the other hand, you're Mevarech. I mean, if it's Zecher Balma, so what are you making brachas for? I mean, it's an amazing. What's the matir to be maskir Shemu Malchus? If it's Zecher Balma, so just count. What's the bracha? And then he holds also that what? That he treats it like a real takana because it has to be consistent, because we're going to do the last day. So therefore, if it's going to be mask it 2 days, the last day you're going to get stuck. And then he says that what? That the deraisa, you can't do first out of bracha because of the deraisa and the drabbanan. I mean, it's a whole system of halacha working here also. So what is Zechel HaMikdash? I mean, Zechel HaMikdash seems to be a funny kind of a thing. Is it simply a nihug? Or is it, what is it, halacha? Balamar is funny. What's strange in the Balamar is, says you don't make a Shecher Yano. Why? Because only Zechel Balma. So what do you make a bracha for? I mean, Shem Malchus, Hayim Masker, Shem Shemam Vatola, just goes Zechel Balma. Doesn't make any sense. Nah, he says, I think the reason why he holds once a week is because he's saying that at least, okay, say it's Zecher. That there's a Zecher for Yomim and there's a Zecher for Shavuos. But if you're going to break up each day in weeks, that's only because you want to be Mekayim, the sheet of Mitzvah L'mim Yomim, Mitzvah L'mim Shavui. That's not a minigre, that's where the Tukki Halacha. If it's just a Zecher, so you want to have a Zecher for two components, fine. That could be a minigre, Zecher two. But then only mention the week. But to use it as a method of counting, a component of the week, that already is that's Dikduke Halacha. That doesn't smack of Zecher. See, that's what he holds in general, that Dikduke Halacha, that's just like he says by Korban Pesach, it's not Nechal B'Shnei Mekomos, you can't say that about Matzah, because then you're getting into Dikduke Halacha. That's not Zecher anymore. But it's a funny thing, his Zecher does have strange parameters, because his Zecher will make a bracha Shem Shemayim. It's an amazing. See, I think what we have to say is like this in the Balamor. The Balamor, not that the Balamor holds, that was something that bothered us before. When we first understood the Balamor, it sounds like he's saying like a symbolic thing. I mean, because it's like a symbolic type of action. I mean, that's not a locha. You just, because this is the way they ate Mizmash based on the Migdash HaYakayim, so now we do that in order to remind us of the Migdash. Just like, that doesn't matter what you do. It's not halacha. We said it's funny, halachically. You see from the second Balamar, you see that he does hold its halachic structure because you see he make a bracha. And yet he says it's only Zecher Ba'alma. I mean, again, Zecher Ba'alma seems to throw it the other way. It's not a nihud. I think what the Balamar means is like this. What the Balamar means, Zecher Ba'alma, he means that the essence of a Zecher Lamigdash is the Kiyum Belev. In other words, in ordinary mitzvahs, the halachic objective is achieved in the Maisa HaMitzvah. The halachic objective is achieved in the Maisa HaMitzvah. In the Zecher LaMikdash, the halachic objective is achieved in the Kiyum B'Lev of Zecher LaMikdash. You see? And the halachic Maisa is simply a vehicle of the Kiyum B'Lev. But the halachic Maisa is not really the end objective of the halachic structure. So therefore, what he's saying is like this, that you can't make Shecher Yano over here because it's only Zecher Ba'alma. He means the performance per se is not the objective of the halacha. It's the Kiyum B'Lev. So the performance is simply is a tool. It's not so. As a matter of fact, the second tarot supports this. Why? Because he says l'davon nafshenu. See what he says? Ain ela la'agmas nafshenu l'churban beis mavayenu. So he says, what do you mean la'agmas nafshenu? It sounds like a velus. I mean, it's just halacha. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. Zecher l'mikdash. Where does he have to be? Where does he get the idea of that it's a sad thing? It's a sad thing. I mean, it's halacha. Zecher l'mikdash is a ma'aseh mitzvah. Zecher l'mikdash is tamadah. So So Zecher Lamitish is Tama Davar, and this is just a Maisa Mitzvah. So what is the Chorban Beis Mavayena? What is it? And what? Because that's the Tama Mitzvah. So who cares? Well, since when does the Tama Mitzvah play a role in the structure of the Mitzvah? It doesn't make any difference what Tama Mitzvah is. But the answer is because the Balamor holds that in Zecher Lamitish there's a key and belay, there's the essence. So the Takona is only a vehicle. So that's why in both Tirus Mehels away. See, in both Tirus Mehels away. But there's just two aspects of it. In the first Tirus, he says, since the Maisa Mitzvah itself is non-essential, so you can't make a Shechiyano. Because you can't make a Shechiyano on a Kimba wave. Shechiyano is always on a Maisa Mitzvah where the structure has significance, you see. But over here, the structure is only a vehicle of the Kimba wave of Zechel Midrash. And he says, and further, the Kimba wave is a Kimba wave. Over here, this Mitzvah is Avelos. Because the mitzvah is a Kim Belev, and Kim Belev of Avelis, L'Churban Beis Mavayenu. So he says, so I can make a Shechiyano on that. That's a contradiction tied to the Sasserian character between the Shechiyano, between the Kim and Mitzvah. So he says, it's not possible to make it over here. That's what he holds. But before we are
there. The second character would seem to hold.
The second one is saying, even if you want to say that you would make Shechiyano on a Kim Belev, but the character of this Kim Belev is tied to the Sasserian, to the Shechiyano. Because Shechiyano really, apparently he learns that Shechiyano, whenever he makes Shechiyano, Shechiyano is also Kim Belev. Because he says Simcha, you see? Yeah, correct. That's correct. In other words, the Shechiyano, apparently the Balamar holds that Shechiyano is a Kim Belev. But the essence of Shechiyano is on the essence of the Shechiyano is related to an emotional state. You can't have a Shechiyano on something just because it's a Nidbom is Man Lazman. It has to be, since it's related to the emotional state of Simcha. So Shechiyano is a Shevach Vahodoya on the emotional state. So he says, so here's a Tata de Sasri, because the mitzvah is a Kiyam Balev on the of Avelis. And the Shechiyano is on the state of Simcha. It's absurd. It's a tata de sasri. But according to the first Teretz, he's saying that since the essence of it is a key and belay, so therefore the Maisa Mitzvah has no significance, and you can't make a Shechiyano. That's why he says, Ein lanu l'hatino. See? He says, Minagubi avalatino zman, Ein lanu. You see? Because it is, as a halachic structure, it's weak. So therefore you can't. That's what he's saying. You can't add zman onto such a halachic structure where it's like the halachic structures is not substantial. Yeah, I mean, that's what Rabbi Rosenthal is right. He's pointing out, according to the Balamor, if you didn't make Shechiyon the first day in Lulav, it's a good thing. So then the second day, you couldn't make it. Because it's the Churban based Mavayenu, and the Maisa Mitzvah is not significant. It's only the Kiyam Belev. So that's why the Balamor holds. That's why the Balamor holds that it's not right to count every day the breakup of the week, because that makes sense if you're dealing with the halachic structure is important. So you want to be Otsay this and that. But where the halachic structure is only a vehicle for Kiyam Belev, so he says, so once a week, okay, you want to have a Zecher that used to count weeks, fine. So on the week, you count the weeks. But to break it up into, this is a component of the week, and break the week up into components, that's only if you're interested in the structure of the Kiyam HaMitzvah itself. You do things like that. But for the Kiyam Belev, you shouldn't. That's why he says the best minig really is that minig. He didn't hold the other minigs authentic. You see? So getting back to Afikoman, you see, that's why he says by Afikoman he says that what? That they transplanted a halachic structure from before to now in order to have the Kiyam Belev. That's what he holds. They could transplant a halachic structure that existed from before in order to have the Kiyam Belev. But it's not a loch in the Cheftza. It's a loch in the Kiyam Belev Zechel HaMikdash. That's right. According to the Balamor, the minute to say Yiratzen afterwards makes a lot of sense. Because the Kiyam Belev, Shibana Beis HaMikdash. I mean, the Yerutzen, the Yerutzen is good because the Yerutzen really demonstrates that's a keen belief. The Yerutzen really makes sense after Tefillah. Say Shebana Beis Mikdash, because Tefillah is a keen of carbon, you said it say. So you say Shebana Beis Mikdash. But what's good with this first Amar? According to Balamar, it makes sense. Take a look at Balamar. It says, you see, he gets upset with the Rif because he says that ein lanu anu ein lanu ela kumachol matzah and bal tochol chametz. Avo bal tochol matzah meinayin lanu vein anu roin shorish v'anaf l'chol eil advar. You see, so the So what is he? He's adding something here. What he's adding here is, I think, the shir that we gave, that we spoke about, that the isser of achilas matzah. You see, the isser, I see 100% right. We said that the isser of achilas matzah is a lav that has a kiyum belev. The isser achilas matzah. The kiyum belev in the sense that it creates, it's a negative, it's a privative. In other words, the lava chilas chametz is something which has a kiyum belev of, in the sense that it's a privative, that the gavra is supposed to, it's like a privative, not a kiyum belev like talking about before, but in other words, like by Shabbos, for instance, that Shabbos is a privative. So if you abstain on Shabbos, so it creates a positive state in the gavra, that the gavra is a shoves. Okay. Privative means, Aristotle explains, like privative means, like for instance, says this means saying that a bat is blind and a cat is blind. A bat is blind; that's his nature. Even though now they say the bats can see a little bit, but anyway, but a bat is blind. It means that he doesn't have sight. But if a cat is blind, you're saying it's something that should have sight, that it is in a state of privation. So the absence of something, if it's privation, is a positive concept. You see? So we wanted to say that that's the same thing with the Isser Achilas Chometz, is a halacha that the Gavra should be in a state of privation. It's a love that makes the... That it's a love that has an effect on the gavra. In other words, it's a love that creates a gavra that's meruchak from chometz. And by the way, we explain a lot of things. That explains tashbisu, because tashbisu, what does tashbisu help you say? It is as if there's no chometz. What do you mean as if there is chometz there? No. So as if means insofar as the gavra is concerned, it has no value. You see? So the gavra is in a state of privation from chametz mentally as well as physically. You see, so it's a love that creates a state in the gavra of privation, and matzah itself basically is a chefta of a privative, because matzah is something that you're preventing the process of chimutz. You see, and that explains really another thing. Also, the Rambam in Shmatim is a matzah. So the Rambam says, therefore, a person should be zohar. You got a Rambam. Person be zohir on the dogon shu ochel kol yemei haPesach, right? Achi lo yovo aleihem mayim klal. There should be shomer from kol tzad chimutz, right? But then he says dogon that water actually that we know there was water on it. Says kishem she'osur lo ochlo kachosur lekaimo, right? Here, Rambam's Perkei Halacha Tes. Mishum shnei mishmatz matzah kol mizor ba matzah v'shimusam kol tzad chimutz. Lefi chacham acham tzor chol mizor ba dogan sheochum mena ba Pesach. Chol Pesach. Shelo yov olav mayim ach sheniksa. Ad shelo ye bo shum chimutz. Dogan shenitva ba nohor shenofo olav mayim. Kishim sheos loch lo kachos lo kaimo. Ela mokro li Yisrael madir kadei shi li ochlenu kolam Pesach. So I don't understand. So if you're telling me that's a suffix, so why isn't a suffix derisive? If you Ram says that if all week long, what do you have to do? You only have to be zohar min a dogan shu ochel b'pesach. Achi lo yovol of mayim klal. It doesn't say to be mekayim. It says dogan shu ochel pesach. But to be mekayim, it doesn't mention. Then later he says, but if it's nafal of mayim, kishem shas lochel kachos lekaimo. So why is it mutar l'kaimo if it wasn't shamar? And Ramesh said, "L'ficham acham tzorach adam lizor, not bedogon she'ochem menu pesach, bedogon she'yesh lo besorach beso bepesach, she'lo yovel of my machshenikta." That the Ram doesn't answer. That the Ram doesn't answer. You know what I mean? It's a strange thing. Why isn't that suffix deraisa? If you have to watch it, so it means it's a suffix. Suffix, how do you keep it? He says, only no, only dogon shenafel of mayim bevadai is asa l'kaimo. But if it wasn't shamor, it's not asa l'kaimo. But when it comes to achila, it's asa l'achla. You see? So that's why we're saying that it's a halacha to create, the whole issa, the love, is to create a state of privation in the gavra from chametz. So all this halacha of shimur is only that's what the halacha of shimur is. It means to say that you don't rely on the chazakas, because ordinarily you say the chazakas achzukas ulam achzukinin. But over here, no, it requires shimur. What does the shimur do? Shimur is an extension of the process of richuk of the gavra from chametz. So that's why he says that's where the gatachila. So that's where the richuk takes place. Shmatam asamatzas. But with regard to Bali Rabbi Matzah, there never was such a richud. But if you know for sure, then forget it. You see? So it's not a lach of suffik deraisa, it's a lach of, there is no suffik deraisa, because really say achzuki sulaim achzukinen, no water fell on it. But insofar as achil is concerned, there you see the Torah said, shmatam as a matzah, that the person has to exhibit even greater richud. Manifest even greater richud, and therefore he's shaman mikol sarchimots. You see? So I think the Balamor also holds that way. That's why the Balamor says, so that's why it'll come out like this. So we said with that you can understand the gross shita that if you eat matzah or Pesach, they eat makayim a mitzvah. It's a kiyum a mitzvah. But it's not, there's no chiyum a mitzvah. Why? Because the kiyum of being in a state of privation on Leila Pesach is expressed through the positive achilas matzah, because matzah is an entity of privation. You see, it's a substance that's been deprived of chimutz. So you manifest the state through achilas matzah. But that means that matzah already became kavua as an entity of manifestation. So the first night is a chiyuv, but the rest of the week, if you do it, it still is a manifestation. So that's why there's a kiyum. So that's why the Baal HaMor doesn't want to tolerate the idea that there should be a moment on Pesach where you're not allowed to eat matzah. He says that's his critique. You see, that's what he's saying over here. See, that's what he held that would be contrary. Not just these. He held the idea of not of an isra on matzah, because really, when he says bal tocho matzah, what kind of a critique is that? Because the truth of the matter is that you can't eat anything. It's not bal tocho matzah. But he means that then they'd have to say that that you can't eat matzah. So it will be a moment on Pesach that you can't eat matzah. The Baal HaMor says, can't make such takana. Because that's midaraisa, actually, kiyum. So you're going to tell me the Chum made a takana that's going to be mevatel a kiyum deraisa, even if it's for a few hours, does not make sense. That's what the Baal HaMor, held. It cannot be an Isser Afikama after Hallel. It's an interesting thing. Now take a look further. He corroborates this. You see, that's like this. V'yesh yesholim b'chilas matzah follows right away. V'yesh yesholim b'chilas matzah matam einon mevorchen l'kol zayin k'moshim mevorchen l'sukkah kol zayin. You see, that's based on the same concept. That just like by sukkah, it is a kiyum of what? Of yeshiva. So you're not mechoyev, but it's a kiyum. He holds also by matzah too. Why is matzah kiyum? It sounds crazy. Why is matzah kiyum? Matzah is only the first night. No, the answer is because the Baal HaMor held that Baal Tocho Chometz and the Achilas Matzah is really two sides of the same coin. Basically, it's creating in the Gavra a state of Richuk from Chometz. So, the first night, you're mechuyev to manifest that Richuk. The rest of the week, you're not mechuyev, but you can't tell me that if you do, it's not a Kiyum, it's got to be a Kiyum. because that's the person's manifesting richuk from chametz. It's manifesting, so it has to be a kinyan, just like by sukkah. That's why he asked the question. So, now his answer. So he says, "V'yesh lahoshiv l'fisha odam yochol b'shar yomim lamod b'lo achilas matzah v'yiyanizun ba'orez v'dochan v'chol mine peris." Masha'ini came besuka, she'ain yochel lama b'loshina gimul yomim, v'uchayev lishan besuka l'tayel ba, v'ayna darmina b'shabes b'per, what's the line of the word l'tayel ba? Anyways, perge Rebbe Loza, matzah v'chol machshura adechim as a Shabbos, the Rebbe Loza, menor Rebbe Loza, ha'i misuka, matzah k'shken hagis ba'levos, ki b'yomim, zeh tam shem v'chol ma'asuk kol zayim, v'im v'chol ma'atzah kol shiva, v'tam nochon el. That's tam nochon, but I like to know what it is. According to the Balamar, if sukkahs were 3 days, then you wouldn't make a bracha like that. That's what he's saying, because then you go to and basically, the Balamar is saying is like this. I think what he's saying is right. The thing is like this, that he's saying that a bracha is only niskan on an activity that's not optional. On optional activities, there's no bracha. If it's optional, there's no bracha. But he's saying a maisa mitzvah can be mandatory for two reasons. Either it's mandatory because its nature, it's a chovas gavra, it's a chovas gavra. The chovas is what that demands that you do that. Or else, it's mandatory because the nature of a human being is such that he's going to have to make recourse to this activity. In other words, an activity which is optional is not choshuv enough for a person to be mevorech aleha. It doesn't have the level of significance. In other words, brachas he holds is based upon the level of significance of the mitzvah in your personal life. So therefore, what he's saying is like what he's saying is the nature of the bracha requires a certain level of chashivos in the life of the human being in order to be mevarach, because it's a shevach v'odah. So if it's something which is not chashiv, it's not chashiv to the person, so you can't be mevarach. So therefore, what he's saying is like this: that either it's chashuv because the halacha mandates it, so then it's chashuv. But it could be chashuv also incidentally, because the nature of man is such that this activity has to take place. So once it's such a kind of activity that has chashivas, na yechayv in shevach vadar. That's what he seems to be saying. See, that's why you don't have to wait 3 days. It's not a lacha. That's why. Because it doesn't matter. It means the activity is such that is necessary. This type of activity is necessary in your life. So now it's ton bracha. Now it's ton bracha. I mean, that's why I say that it's a mistake to look for reasons in chametz itself. That's like symbolic representation. There's something bad about chametz, is the Yetzer Hara, and this, and all this type of stuff. There's not what the Torah says. Where he gave you the best reason. Shlo hispik betzekah shlo sechem lahachmetz. I should nigla aleihem melech malcheim lochem ugaolum. You know what? That's the highest you can get. So nochad Hashem lekachas shet sichem Eretz Yisrael. But the reason why what we're saying, the state of privation, I mean, is because the whole chag has to be imbued with that element. So how could you imbue the gavra with this element for 7 days? It's just when he's eating. I mean, it's just so he's not eating matzah now, and he's not eating chametz, and where's the kiyum? So the state of privation means that it's a whole week, every moment of the chag is permeated with this idea, so that the shelo hispik b'tzegah shelo v'sechem lachmas that shenigu aleihem melech malchayim lachmu ga'olum is a kiyum for the individual during the entire 7 days. Every moment he's related to it, because it's privation.
It's funny, see that now.
Okay, I'm a little bit. So the first point in the daf chaf vav amaral from the daf beirif, right? So we did the Mazmu HaKosruzhin, Mavarach HaMazana. Revi Gomer Lov Zahalo, Va'omer Lov Birkas HaShia. So we'll come back to that later. We went through the Gainam on that. Beautiful chart of Gainam. That on the fourth coast is Gomer Lov Zahalo, Va'omer Lov Birkas HaShia. Okay. And then it says, Ubeina Kosa Elam Retzalishtos Yishta. Which kosas can you drink between? You can drink between... Beina Kosa Elam is between what?
Aleph and Beis.
Between Aleph and Beis.
Okay.
And Beis and Gimel. Okay, between Aleph and Beis and between Beis and Gimel. So that means between Kiddush and between the Haggadahs you can drink. Beis and Gimel, and Beis and Gimel is between the Kosan HaGadah and the Kosan Brachas HaMasa.
During the meal.
So you can show us it. But Ubein Gimel Adal Lo Yishta. Okay, but between the third and the fourth, so you can't drink. Why can't you drink between the third and the fourth? Okay, we'll see. Anyway, that's the whole question among the Rishonim. Why can't you drink on the third and fourth? But we had a basic question over in the Mishnah. I don't know if anybody researched it, but it seems like a basic point. The question is that how could you drink between the first? How could you drink between the kosos? Because you basically you have a halacha of dalet kosos, correct? So it will come out like this: that if you drink, let's say you drink between the first kos and the second kos, so you'll be yotze dalet kosos already. So that'll be it. Correct? In other words, the whole sugya, I mean, basically, the sugya, for instance, of Shasun, right, of Shasun Echazeh is only, according to Rashi, basically, if you drink them even consecutively, you yotze both kilim. You yotze Dechavus, and you yotze, you did that sugya? Was that sugya to you? So according to Rashi, if you do it that way, so it doesn't matter. You yotze both things, right? Yeah. And according to the other Rishonim, you won't be yotze if you drink them with tzufin, but if you spread them out, you'll definitely be yotze. Even according to them, just you won't be yotze if you drink them with tzufin. So you won't be yotze if you drink them with tzufin. So the question is like this: so according to everybody, I mean, as long as not shasun or tzufin, even if you break them up, but not according to the seder of the mishnah. The seder of the mishnah is lachatzil. But if you break them up, let's say in the middle of Haggadah, you'll drink four kosos, so you'll be yotze. So the question is: so how could the mishnah say over here that beina kosa elam ratzul lishtos yishta? Right. But the point is, you'll be yotze dal kosos already. I want to be yotze dal kosos.
Because over there, maybe you had a mind to be yotze.
Okay. But now you'll tell me that what? That the reason why you won't, there's no danger of being yotze dal kosos, because you're not drinking it l'shem dal kosos.
For sure, right.
Ah. But that's an omachlekes rishonim. Mitzvah strichas kavanah.
Right.
So why can't you prove from this Mishnah that mitzvah strichas kavanah?
Maybe a negative kavanah.
Because if you're going to say, no, the Mishnah is not saying that you have to have negative kavanah. I mean, that's a different thing to say. What? And even negative kavanah, the sheep is the Rajbal, negative kavanah doesn't work either.
Well, but if it's Rosh Hashanah,
the Rajbal, for instance, negative kavanah won't work either.
Right.
So at least prove that the Rajbal is wrong. Because if you're gonna hold that mitzvah Saint Shuch's kavanah, and your negative kavanah doesn't work, so you prove against that sheep. And besides, you don't see the Mishnah negative kavanah. I mean, that's a difficult thing to say. The Mishnah speaking when you drink it with negative kavanah. But regardless, like I said, according to the Rajma, negative kavanah doesn't work. So why can't you prove from this Mishnah that mitzvah is shrichas kavanah? Okay? So the Gemara, the Rif quotes to Yishon. That what? That why can't you drink shalei yishtakim? So Gemara says, from the shukuhu. So Gemara says, ma ben yayin shebesocha mazun lu yayin shalacha mazun. Yain shalacha mazun b'shaka, yain shabasocha mazun lo b'shaka. Alright? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, b'socha suda ain't a b'shaka. Who had the yain shalifna mazun? Ain't a b'shaka. Then rotsa lishtos, ben rishin l'sheni shosa. Kalama Maya Tana Ela Ben Shish Levi. I mean, it's a point of the Mishnah. Okay, but it doesn't matter anyways. My kasha will still be there. I mean, a plain shot in the Mishnah. So why can't you prove that mitzvah is Tzrichas Kavanah? Okay. So what we said is like this. So we said that from here you can prove that the Shias HaKos over here is a Kiyum in Sipur. It's a Kiyum in Sipur, and Aloha by Sipur is Chayev Odom Lira Sasatzmo Iluhu Yatsam in Mitzrayim. So it means that the person must have a Shasiyah L'shem Cheros. In other words,